October 23rd was the day of Wrangell's Community Pumpkin Patch, with fair games and pumpkin selection in a closed-off downtown street. On Ocean View Drive, at the point of the peninsula that insulates Reliance Harbor from the Zamovia Strait, Jeff and KJ Bush were working on their haunted garage. It's a long-standing tradition.
On Halloween, what we do is we roll up the garage door, which is right here, and then we decorate the inside of the garage and make it look kind of a dungeon look. You know, we have that paper that you can buy or that stuff that you can put on the walls. And then we have all kind of props in there. And
we just keep adding things every single year. And I know we've done it down here at least 10 or 12 years, because we used to do stuff up by the front door, but we always got concerned about little kids falling down the stairs.
You know, they got their masks on and stuff.
Jeff J. Bush retired in 2017 after working for decades in a variety of Wrangell municipal positions, including as borough finance director and city manager. K. J. Bush spent more than 30 years as Wrangell's head librarian. This year, they expanded the haunted garage out onto their sloping driveway. Conduit arches covered by black plastic and fake spiderwebs lit by orange lights led into the standalone garage, which was decorated like a dungeon. Giant Halloween-themed blow-ups flanked the entrance. A red-eyed skull, a witch's hand, and a cemetery gate.
We'd been working on it
For days,
and then we just got done with it, and like about 11 o'clock, and then we went into about 11:30, ran into town, and normally when we leave, you know, we pull all the plugs out and turn everything off. But we kind of got in a hurry, and we wanted to get the post office before they closed at noon on Saturdays. And so we just, you know, ran into town, did that, stopped the grocery store, and the sirens went off.
Only an hour after the J. Bushes finished setting up, the garage was on fire.
And we were on the other side of town. We could see the black smoke. And
did you think it was your place?
Well, we knew it was our neighborhood.
Jeff says the quick work of Wrangell's volunteer fire department saved their house.
They started spraying on the house to keep it cool down, which was good because there was a lot of heat on that, and you could see it starting to buckle up there. So
the fire chief told us he had to stand across the road from the garage because it was so hot.
And on my basketball hoop there, the backboard melted. And I said, well, that doesn't matter because all my shots are swishers anyway, so.
The garage was a total loss.
Well, what we didn't use it for is a car. We had so much stuff in there.
Tools, gardening equipment, holiday decorations, and a motor part they were storing for their son were completely destroyed.
I know Saturday that night, I was trying to go to sleep, and they told me that I did call the insurance company, and they said, well, you got to itemize everything that you lost. Well, I laid there at night. I couldn't go to sleep. I said, okay, I had 10 screwdrivers. I had this. I had a pair of safety glasses. I had a drill.
Every surface is charred and black.
You don't realize until you need something. You forget that actually there was a fire. So like on Sunday, the day after, I was going to take the garbage out and put it in the garbage can by the garage. And I picked it up and I thought, you can't do that. The garbage can is a pile of plastic
melted on the concrete. Because it was right up next to the fire.
They're not sure what caused the fire. There were propane tanks nearby, which probably made it burn hotter and faster. Jeff jokes that maybe some of their neighbors on the peninsula were trying to usurp the title of best Halloween decorations on the block. One Halloween blow-up, a green and black spider, was connected to a different circuit and survived the fire. Jeff says he's determined to wear the mask he bought and pass out candy. The candy survived the fire. It was up in the house.
So we thought, well, we'll get a couple of our folding camping chairs and put out here down at the bottom of the hill here. Well, no, those were in the garage too. So we'll find some other chairs and give away candy on Sunday. So
despite losing so many possessions, the J. Bushes say they're feeling upbeat. They've had more offers of help than they know what to do with.
You know, my wife and I, we've got so many great things going on in our life, and all our kids and grandkids are doing good and healthy, and you know, our house didn't burn down, and you know, it's just a bump in the road, and it all can be fixed and replaced, and for the most part. And so yeah, we'll just move on and go through the process and get ready for next year.
They say they want to continue on with their haunted garage once the ash settles.
You know, stuff like that around town just makes your community a little better.
In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.